Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up.
Dustin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Molly.
Molly.
And he had one of those experiences that are always terrible on a date. Especially on a first date.
What?
He went somewhere and the music was really loud. So it's hard to talk, you know? And the music always goes down right when you're in the middle of saying something awkward and then everybody hears it. You're like, so anyway, the doctor said put an ointment on it.
Oh.
Right when it gets quiet. But I guess he thinks that the loud music might have ruined his date. I don't know how, but we'll ask him. First of all, Dustin, thank you for emailing. And before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Molly?
A little over a week.
Okay.
Over a week. And how many times have you reached out to her since?
I tried reaching out three times okay. Over text. And I was too nervous to do any more. Didn't want to creep her
out. So you're officially ghosted.
I mean, if you go over three times, that's risky territory.
That's clearly ghosting.
Yeah. But why do you think she's not calling? Well, first of all, tell us about your date.
I mean, it was great. We went to a restaurant. I mean, I should say, like, she is beautiful. So there's part of me that thinks maybe she's just way out of my league.
Like she went out with you and then she saw you in person. Where'd you guys meet?
Oh, we met on Hinge.
Okay.
Dating app.
Yeah. So maybe she saw you in person and she's like, oh my goodness. I did not know I was going to be slumming it today.
Yeah, maybe though. But the day was good. I mean, the day was really good.
You guys went to dinner?
Yeah, we went to dinner. Good conversation. The restaurant, I mean, I guess, you know, I've been going over this a lot in my head. I mean, the music was loud at the restaurant. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what your email said. Your email said the only thing you could think of was that the music was loud. Why do you think that would be a turnoff?
It's more just like I'm looking for any clues because it seemed like other things were good. It wasn't a super late night or anything because I had a very, very early morning. So there was a kiss. I don't know if I said that in the email. We did kiss. At the end.
Okay. Like a peck or like a French kiss?
No tongue, a little open.
A lip suck?
Yeah.
No,
like
that could be romantic. That's definitely why you're not getting a call back.
Okay.
I'm
so
kidding.
So you had a medium kiss with no tongue?
Yes.
All right.
And did she look like she was enjoying the date?
Yes, no, totally. I mean, I was the one who had to cut it short. Like, I think she would have been totally down to have a couple more drinks.
Maybe that's why she's not calling you back. Maybe you cut it short like a legit reason, but she thinks you wanted to just get out of there.
She thinks you have a girlfriend.
Oh, maybe that's it. Curfew.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I was just kind of bummed that I really liked her. And, you know, it's no problem if she's not into me, but I was just something feels off. Something feels weird. I don't get it.
And when you guys separated at the end of the date, did she say that she wanted to hang out with you again or anything like that, like genuinely?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we said, like, let's do this again. She totally did. She totally seemed into me. That's why I'm so confused.
Okay.
And I'm super into her. I mean, she's beautiful. I said that. But it's not just that. Like, I just felt like we clicked. We just, like, shared a lot of same opinion, similar kind of, both have divorced parents. We just like, something clicked.
So you have that in common, and you think you like what she had to say. You thought she was beautiful. You also thought her brain was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aww. For sure.
And the only reason you can think of she's not calling you back is the fact that the music was loud in the restaurant, and maybe because you called it a night early.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see if we can figure it out for you. See if we can get you another date, and then
let's get him another date
with this beautiful woman.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your first date follow up right after this. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. We'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't more like?
He wouldn't forget that.
No, it was much shorter than that.
Okay. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, that's Dustin. And Dustin isn't getting a call back from a woman named Molly. They met on Hinge, went out to dinner. He said that she's beautiful. He also thinks her insides are beautiful. Her brain is beautiful. She thinks that she's smart, funny. He liked everything they had to talk about, and he really was feeling her. But it's been a week and a half, and she hasn't talked to him since the date, and he has no idea why. The thing that happened at the beginning there, he said he got a kiss, and we were asking him what kind of kiss it was. Was it a... or a and he said it was kind of like a halfway one. He got a kiss. She said, let's go out again. He said, let's go out again. She went home, and that's the last he heard from her, and we're about to call her and see if we can figure it out.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Molly.
Sorry, who is this?
Thank you for asking, Molly. This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
Mine's English Evan.
Okay. Can I help you?
We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out with someone on a date and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone. We got an email about you from a dude named Dustin.
You got an email about me from Dustin?
Yeah. Dustin emailed us because you guys went on a date, and he said that he really liked you a lot. And he said at the end of the night, after you guys went to dinner, it sounded like you wanted to go out again, but he's reached out to you 3 times, and you haven't said one word to him.
That's kind of weird, because I haven't heard from him at all.
You haven't heard from Dustin at all?
Did you block him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even get a single text. I didn't really get an opportunity to block him.
What?
That's weird.
He said that he texted you 3 times.
Nope. I gave him my number at the end of our date, and he gave me his.
You have his number?
Yeah.
Then why didn't you try texting him?
Yeah.
Well, he told me he would text me, and he didn't, so I kind of just assumed that meant he was not interested.
Would you want to see him again?
I mean, I would, but he doesn't want to talk to me, so I don't want to be desperate.
Okay, that doesn't make sense to me, though, because he told us, like, he broke down your date, said that he texted you 3 times, and you're saying that you haven't heard a thing from him.
I haven't heard a single thing from him. We kissed at the end of the date, exchanged numbers, nothing.
That's weird, though, because he said he's texted you 3 times, and you swear you've not seen a text from him.
I swear, and I'm on my phone all the time.
I think Dustin might be a liar, then. Should we ask him, Molly? Do you think we should ask Dustin?
Yeah, if you can.
Like, are you curious?
Yes, ask him and then get back to me.
Okay, I will. Dustin?
Hey.
Molly, Dustin's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
And I'm not sure if Dustin's a liar or not, but you can figure that out yourself, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Dustin.
I'm sorry. This is weird. I wrote you, and I messaged you a few times. I wonder why you didn't get it.
I don't know. Do you have my right number? I gave it to you at the end of the date.
Are you serious? You didn't get any of my texts?
I didn't get any of your texts, no. I thought you didn't want to talk to me.
No, I did. I did. I was trying to set up a second date.
Wait, what? Well, I don't know. Like, I gave you my number. Did you take it down right?
Okay. The number I wrote down, I'm looking at it right now. 699.
no, that's not my number.
Oh my God. Sit down.
How wrong is the number?
No, you just flipped 2-4. It's 7.
Oh, well, there you okay. go.
Easy mistake.
That explains it. Dustin, you've been texting somebody else about your fabulous date.
Well, now you have my right number, so maybe you could just forward me those 3 text messages, and we can go from there.
Yeah, I'll take a screenshot and send it to you. And then I'm going to write whoever I wrote before and be like, sorry about that.
Yeah. No, well, don't move too far ahead. I still have to ask you guys. Hey, Molly, would you like to go on another date with Dustin, even though he took down the wrong phone number? We'll pay for you guys to go out again.
That would be a yes.
Ooh.
Alrighty. All right,
congratulations, woo! Dustin. You got another date.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
And maybe this one will end with a longer kiss. Kind of like... Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Congrats.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.